The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Nachman Rosen, author of the Birchas Nachman Kuntresim and member of Beis Medrash Gavoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havat Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Zvachim, Adaf Lamadal Raman Aleph, the Gemara says, Gufa, Tomei Sha'achal, Psar Kodesh, Lefnei Zrika, Reish Lakish Amar Leike, Rav Yechon Amar, Enei Leike. We know that if a Tomei, the person is Tomei and he eats Kodshim, is Chayiv Kares. The Gemara says that he's only Chayiv Kares if it's Basar Hanitar L'Tahayrim, if the Basar is a Matir, if it's El Acher Zrika, after Zrika is Matir the Basar, then you're Chayiv Kares. The Shaila is, what about Kibi Chayiv Makis? For being over on the Azhara. So that's the Gemara says. Gufa Tomei Shachav Sar Kodesh Lefnei Zrika, before Zrika, Rish Lakish Amar Loike. You're right, you don't get Kares, but you still get Makis. B'yechon Amar Einu Leike. B'yechon says he also don't get Makis. Amar Abaye Machloikas B'tumas Aguf. Machloikas is if the person became Tomei. Now B'tumas Basar, let's say the Basar became Tomei and he eats it. The B'akar Leike and he eats the Basar is Tomei but it's before Zrika. The B'akar Leike, everyone holds to get Makis. Why? Domar Krav HaBasar L'Rabbis Eitzim V'Levoino. Where the drasha of Abbasar, the rabbis, that if Eitzim and Levino, the Labne Achiloninu, Filahachir Avinu Kra, you can't eat, they're not Royal Achilo, wooden, Levino, they're not Royal Achilo. And still, if you eat it, if they become Tomei, if the Eitzim of the Levino becomes Tomei, and you would eat it, you'd be over. Filahachir Avinu Kra, they're Chayiv, so you see, what, even though it's not been Royal Achilo, by Tomas Basar, by the lav of Tomas Basar, even though it's not Roy Lachilo, you're still over. So too, Tomas Basar, even before the Zrika, where it's not Roy Lachilo, because it doesn't have a matter of Zrika, it's also Bachilo. So too, you're gonna get Makis, the same thing, it's similar to Eitzim V'Levoino. That's how Abaye says. Rav is Chaylik. Rav Amar, Machlegis B'Tomas Agof. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they're arguing about Tomas Hagof, the person is Tomei. Aval b'tomas basar, but if the basar is Tomei, divrei akol, ain't he like it? Everyone holds, you don't get makis if the basar is Tomei and you eat it before Zrika. Why? My time came to the Krina Bev to Masal of Anikr, so since there's no kares on Tomas Hagof, on before Zrika, the Krina Bev, the basar is Yiga b'chol Tomei, lo yachel. The next passage next to the Tomasal of Anikr, so is that Basar Shiga is talking about Tomas Basar, the pot, so make a hackish. The same way by Tomas Hagof, you're not Chayiv Kares before Zrika, so too on Tomas Basar, you're not even alive even before Zrika. Ah, but what about Bais Kasha? Bais asked the good Kasha. Lorna Mar, Vabosar, the rabbis ate to the Levo, you know? We learn the Bais, so we know that Basar is Mar, is a drasha to tell us that you're chayiv mishum toma if the eitzim and levoina become toma, and Abaye said as far what they're not roi lachilo and still you're chayiv. So mosdi that so to Tomas Basar before Zrika, even though it's not roi lachilo before Zrika's being matter it, still you're chayiv. Oh, so Rav says no. Hachem ayaskinon yon shikidsh bekli. Talking about there's mekadish the eitzim and levoina with a kiddish kli. The Nasik Misha Karvu called Matirov. It's as if he brought all to Matirov. And this time we learned in a Mishnah. Kol Shiyesh Le Matirin. The Mishnah is talking about Tvi Chayev on Noiser and Tomei. Tvi Chayev Misha Noiser and Tomei. Kol Shiyesh Le Matirin. Misha Karvu Matirov. Anything that has Matirin. Let's say a regular carbon that to Zrika, let's say the basar of a carbon, where until you do the Zrika, you can't eat the basar that has the matirim. You're not chayiv alav mishum noisiv etamei until mishikarvu matirim, until we're makriv all the matirim, until you do the proper Zrika. Kol she'ein le matirim mishikash b'kli. Let's say something that doesn't have a matir. For example, dam. The dam isn't. The dam is matter the carbon. The dam itself doesn't have a materium. Nothing is matter the dam. or the kaimitz of a mincha. The kaimitz is matter the shirayim, but the kaimitz itself is the matter. So the dam and the kaimitz, which they themselves are the matter, nothing is matter them. So when you, nothing is matter the dam and the kaimitz, that's davar she'eng lematirin, when can you be chayiv? Mishum, nois v'tamei, mishikidish v'kli. As soon as it was kaddish, you put it into a kli shoreis, and you're mekadish it in the kli. So machlokes, so yeah, kli shoreis is mekadish. Shalom yidas, vidas. Do you need das to be mekadish? Or if you just put it into the kli shoreis, even without das, it's all machlokes. Akoparim ir kol she'ein lematirin. Something that doesn't have matirin, let's say like the dam, or the kaimed, which they themselves are the matter, so nothing is matter to them. So when you chayim shenoyse v'tame, mishe kiddish b'kli, as long as it's kiddish b'kli, says like Rava, I'm gonna fend for Rabbi's kasher. So tov, habos the rabbis eats of a levoino. You're right, it's not roy lachila, but since it's aimly matirin, since it's not nothing is going to be matter the eats of a levoino, so it's a davar she'eino matirin. So mishe kiddish b'kli, chayim mishe tuma. As soon as you're mekadish, the eitzim levoina and the kli, then you eat it anyway. Chai mishin tomo. However, baser is davar she'eish lematirin. The dam is mat to the baser. So it's davar she'eish lematirin. The Mishnah says mishkar matirin. If not chai mishin tomo until after the zrika. So no, Rava says divrei akol. No. Rava says, Tumas Basar, Divrei HaKol, ain't it like it? Everyone holds Tumas Basar before Zrika, you don't get Makis, because Dover, Shigesh Le Matirim, and you're not Chayim Shetoma until the Zrika, Mishkar Batirim. Vabasar, the Rabbis, Eitzel Avoyner, Napane Achilin, you know, they're Dover Shein Le Matirim, they're Mishkidish Bekle, you're Chayim Shetoma. Oh. The question is, What does it mean, Mishikidesh Bekli on Eitzim? Where do we find that we're Mekadish the Eitzim in a Kli? So Zokdu Rashi, Shikidesh Bekli, Eitzim Shechasois on the Machtas Kli Shoreis Mal HaMizbeach Im Gecholim. The Eitzim that you took off of the Mizbeach with Gecholim. And Rashi's, let's say, learn simple. Rashi's talking about Trumas Hadeshen. Every single day, in the morning, before the carbon, the first thing they did in the morning was they were, even before the carbon at Tom and Shul Shachar, they did Trumas Hadeshen. They took a machta, a fire pan, and they took some of the gecholim off of them as deach. And there's a mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen. So Rashi says, together with those gecholim, with those coals, They take also wood that wasn't burnt. It's not burnt up. They took also eitzim together with the gecholim. And the machta, the fire pan, is a kli sharis. So that machta, it's a kli sharis, mekadish the eitzim. That's where we have a kiddush kli for the eitzim, for the atzei hamarocha. That's how Rashi learns. Taisvis, kiddush b'kli. Taisvis asks the kasha, tema, ma kiddush kli eish be'eitzim. Where do we find Kiddush Kli in Eitzim? You mashim a vacuum, I say, v'kardoim. So you tell me, when they take an axe, and they chop up the Eitzim, before they use it as firewood on the Mizbeach, and the kardoim is going to be a Kli. So he says, though, it's before that the kardoim is not a Kli Sharis, that axe is not a Kli Sharis, so it can't be the Kaddish then. So he says, Kuntris Pirish, Rashi learned, Rashi said, right, you took a fire pan, and you took the gecholim off of the Trumas Hadeshen, and with that came Eitzim. So you're Mekadish the Eitzim, Fractoisis, a mash, but the Sechus Talmud, mash, which are Chaisim, and Mechol Sapnimiois. Sechus Talmud says that when he did the Trumas Hadeshen, he took from the coals that were totally burnt up into ashes. Totally burnt up into Deshen. Trumas Hadeshen is totally burnt up into ashes. Those ashes, there's no wood with them. Everything's all burnt up. So he says, "Miu yeshloimar aloi v'trumas Hadeshen ma'iri elo b'yom Kippurim shechayse gecholim l'ktoyus." So he says, maybe that yeshloimar, you could say they were not talking about Trumas Hadeshen. They're talking about when he was chayse the gecholim for the Hakrovas HaKitoris, and not every day on Yom Kippur. They took the Machta, and were Chais Gecholim, and that's part of the Avodas Yom Kippur. Al-Koponim, when he took the Gecholim for the Keteris Yom Kippur, he took the Gecholim, they were not all burnt up, it was not Deshen. So it was together with Eitzim. So it was the Gecholim together with Eitzim. So there you have the Klisharis, the Machta, the Mekadish. Mekadish to Eitzim, and that's what the Gemara in Zvachin Lamed Daled and Alpha is saying, that Eitzim is a Kiddush B'Kli. Then Tosfos says, V'nira, a different pshat. The Kiddush Kli to Eitzim, Haino de Meshafil Hu L'Gzirim, Afal Gav the Karding Lav Kli Shores. Tosfos says a tremendous Kiddush. That when is the Kiddush Kli for Eitzim, that's when you cut it up and put it into the right shape to be for the Eitzim, for the Marocha, for the Mizbeach. Even though the axe that they used to cut up was not a klisharis, didn't have kedusha, kardim lav klisharis, but still, when he turns it into the right shape to fur the eitzim for the marocha, that's mekadishit. So says the Mikdash David in Simon Gimel, he learns from this taisis a tremendous chiddush. Says the Mikdash David, you see from here that there's two types of Kiddush. That there's the regular Kiddush of a Klisharis. That's how when you put a Mincha and you put it into a Klisharis, the Klisharis is Mekadosh of a Kedushas Aguf. That's the regular then. And you see here from Tais, there's a new Halacha, there's a sign called Kiddush HaTikun. There's a Kiddush of being Mesakin, something, even though the Kli that you're using is not a Klisharis. So here they were taking the wood and being masaking it and getting it into the right shape and into the right size to be for the Atzei HaMarocha, that itself is Mekadesh, even though the axe was not a Klisharis. That's what Mikdash David says. You see very tremendous Chiddush. It says the Mikdash David, from here, we can now understand the difficult Mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah. It says in Me'ilah, in the second parak, on Daf, Tesam and Aleph, the Mishnah says, by the Shtei Alechem, is the carbon you bring on Shavuos, together with the Kibsei Atzeres, the Mishnah says, Shtei Alechem, Oile Behem Yishoglishu, is Me'ilah, as soon as you're Mekadosh Bepeh. Karmu Betanur, when it turns into bread, in the oven, with a cremo, which is like a crust on top. Hochshru Lipasel, Betful Yoim, Bechosa Kippurim, then it's Mekadish to become possible if a Tful Yoim or a Bechus HaKippurim, if those type of Tmeim would touch it, then it's Mekadish, it has now Kedushas Kodesh, that it becomes possible when they touch it. So Frakta Mikdash David, why does it say in the Mishnah, Karmu B'Tanur, Hochshuli possible? It should say as soon as you put it into the Tanur. The Tanur, L'Chayra, Chayra was a klisharis. The Gemara says in Menachos, Rabbi Yomer, Tanur Mekadesh. The Tanur was a klisharis. So as soon as you put it into the, as soon as you put the lechem, even though it's not baked yet, as soon as you put it into the oven, that should be Mekadesh with a Kedushas Haguf, which part of that is the Kodesh to be Kodeshly Pasel. That if a Tzvul Yom Chizik Burin touches it, it becomes Pasel. So why is the Mishnah say Karma B'Tanur? It sounds like that it's not Kodesh with Kedushas Haguf until it turns into bread. Look at Rashi Meilo. He says on this Gemara, on this Mishnah, Zok Rashi, Dainu Tchilas Asiyason. That's the beginning of making the bread. The Nifsal B'Tful Yoim. That he turned it into bread, that is makshir to become possible B'Tful Yoim. K'may Shchita the Kodshi Kodshim. Just like Shchita by Kodshi Kodshim. So Mikdash David explains that Rashi's learning. That's not, the tanur was not a klisharis. So when you put it into the tanur, it's not mekadosh. What's mekadosh it? The asiyo, the making it into the bread. Just the making it into a bread, now it's lechem. Now it's roi for the carbon of the shteh lechem and the kibshteh atzeres. That tikkun is mekadosh with klushas aguf, and therefore it's kodeshly posel. And Rashi says, k'may shchita the kodshi kodshim. And the Mikdash David learns what that by Shchita, So our Rishonim that say that you don't, the sack in the knife does not have to be a klisharis. And still the Gemara says that the sakin is mekadesh, the dam, b'shash shchitas kodshim. So if the sakin is not a klisharis, how could it be mekadesh the dam? So zok the mikdash David, it's the same thing. Because the shchita is mesakin the carbon. It's machsher the carbon. So you don't need a klisharis. You have a kedusha of tikkun. It says mikdash David, that that's the same thing as as Tosis in Zvachim, and that's Lama Dala, that Tosis says that where do we find that the Eitzim were Mishikidish Bekli, and Tosis said that Mishafil Hu Gzirin, when he makes it into the Gzirin, when he prepares it to be the proper firewood, to be on the Mizbeach, that is Mekadosh Vekdushas HaGuf, although the Kardom was not a Klishari. So that's the same thing as this Rashi in Meila. That the karmu betanur hochshuli pasul betful yoyim beleino. That's not the kiddush. Not the tanur was a klisharis. We're not going like Rabbi and Menachas tanur mekadosh. Rather, the asiyah, the making it into bread. Now it's mitzukan lemitzvasai for the avoda. Now that it's ready for its avoda, that itself is mekadosh it. And Rashi Meilo keeps going. He says the hacha leka beleino. But there is no psul eino, because we know the shtei alechem is not, you're allowed to eat it, for 2 days. Normally, kodshim becomes psul b'leino with alois ha-shacher, and usually, b'shekidesh b'kli, once you're mekadesh ha-mincha b'kli, becomes koshali psul, b'tful yoyim, mechos ha-kipurim, and leino. It's mekadoshit that it becomes posel b'leino when you leave it out when it's not used by alois hashachar. And over here the Mishnah Me'ilah, it doesn't say that. It says misha karmu b'tanur hochshuli posel only tful yoyim mechusel kipurim. It doesn't say li posel b'leino. And Rashi says because the shtei alechem was eaten for 2 days, so it can't become posel by alois hashachar. Zok the mikdash David, you know why? Because this is a kiddush of tikkun. It's not a kiddush that you're placing it into a klisharis. And that's why it's only mekadesh it liposel b'tful yoyim mechusakurim b'nat b'lino. But when you put it into, when you take a mincha and you put it into a klisharis, then it is mekadesh it liposel b'lino. Because that's a different type of kiddush. That's a kiddush of a klisharis. But here it's talking about a kiddush of a tikkun. A kiddush of a tikkun, of preparing it, of making it ready for its avoido, that is not as chomer as a regular kiddush in a kli shoreis, and therefore it would not be mekadosh it liposel b'leino. And that's what Rashi means in the ilo. And aftes amar aleph. So zok the mikdash David, with this we can answer a difficult, the shver Rambam. But the Rambam says, that the Shtei Alechem, Ram says the Shtei Alechem is not Teicha Shabbos. That means that you bake it on Erev Shabbos. Fact, the Lechem is the fact, but the Ram holds that Tanur is Mekadosh. That means when the Tanur is Mekadosh on Erev Shabbos, it should become Kodesh Lipasel Belino. And then by the time Shabbos comes, it should be possible. So why is it, so you should have to bake it on Shabbos. It should be Doicha Shabbos. You should have to bake it on Shabbos. So Lechem Mishnah is bothered. How could this be? Zok the Mikdash David, Lefidus Yisoid, it's very good because the Rambam's going, that's that, the Tanur is not Mekadesh with a regular din of a Kiddush Kli. Lailam, the Tanur was not a Kli Shoris. It's only Mekadesh with a Kiddush of Tikkun that you're making it into bread. You're making it into a Shem Lechem. And that's Mekadosh with a Tikkun. And such a Kiddush of Tikkun, we already saw Rashi said, is not Mekadosh at Liposel Belino. So to here, it's not Mekadosh at Liposel Belino. So Mela, you could bake it on Erev Shabbos and there'll be no problem of Lino. So there's no have to bake it on Shabbos. So it's Ein Adoichas Shabbos. Just bake it Erev Shabbos. Why do you have to do it on Shabbos? I could become Kiddush Liposel Belino. It's not because it's not a regular Kiddush Kli. It's a kiddush of tikkun v'asiyah, and that's not mekadosh liposel b'lein. It's only mekadosh liposel b'tzvayayim mechosu kipurim. That is The Gevaldike Pshat of the Mikdash David.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.